Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It was just a shocking scene at the Buc-ee's in Ennis. Suspected murderer crashes a car into the store and then shoots himself.
The Henderson County Sheriff's Offices, they responded to a shooting call in Maybank early Thursday morning. When they got there, they found several victims. Three were pronounced dead at the scene. Police determined it was 29-year-old Christopher Reed Jr. who pulled the trigger. Then, about 3 hours later, they say Reed drove his vehicle into the entrance of the Buc-ee's and pinned a woman in her 30s against a sales display. He then got out of the car and shot himself in the head. He was rushed to the hospital, where he remains in critical condition. The woman was also taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. No motive has been given for the murders or the identity of the victims. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And NBC 5's Maria Guerrero is at that Buc-ee's.
We spoke with folks stopping by late this afternoon, understandably unaware of the tragic events at this popular stop for so many. In fact, according to the city of Ennis, guys, 55,000 vehicles stop at this mega travel center each and every week, clearly at all hours, like our victim who was impacted this morning at about 5. Ennis police thanking state and county police as well as Buc-ee's staff for their quick response to this tragic and shocking event.
And we have new information from the Henderson County Sheriff's Office. A total of 5 people were shot in that home. 2 women and a man were killed. 2 other men are being treated. The pilot of a small single-engine plane is in the hospital after making an emergency landing in a field in McKinney. DPS says the plane had mechanical problems, so the pilot landed in a field near Arrow Country Airport in McKinney. The pilot's injuries are not believed to be life-threatening. The plane is registered to an owner in Virginia.
Well, there's going to be another round of those No Kings rallies around the country tomorrow.
The earliest gets underway at 9 o'clock in Frisco and in Carrollton. A number of them start at 10. McKinney near 2025 North Central Expressway and Plano at the corner of Parker and Preston Road. Arlington's also starts at 10 o'clock at the sub-courthouse on Abram. Denton's rally will be at the Denton Square beginning at 11. Fort Worth's also begins at 11 at Burke Burnett Park. The last one scheduled to start is in Dallas at Pacific Plaza. That runs from noon until 3. From the 24-Hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Democrats are making the push to extend Affordable Care Act subsidies as the government shutdown drags on. They want the extension as part of legislation to reopen the government, while Republicans want a clean continuing resolution. Congresswoman Julie Johnson of North Texas says people are now getting notices of how high their Obamacare premiums will skyrocket.
If the Republicans pass this CR that they have put out there, that $7,000 premium is going to go to over $23,000. That is just unaffordable and unsustainable. People can't pay 25% of their entire receivable income on their health care. They just will go without it.
Republicans say they're willing to talk about the subsidies, but not till the government is reopened. North Texas business tycoon takes his work to Washington, and he says we might be going through this government shutdown, but the economy in Texas can be a model for the rest of the country.
Ross Perot Jr. now chairs the U.S. Chamber Board and says he tells politicians the most important thing they do is take care of their district.
In politics and in life, do a great job when you're there, but then be loyal. There are a lot of people that are going to help you along the way.
Congress passed a tax bill this year, and now Perot says they should focus on deregulation.
We're the richest nation in the world when it comes to rare earths. And so why are we allowing China to dominate rare earth mining and manufacturing? Doesn't make any sense at all.
He says 95% of businesses he represents are small, and he describes the discussion about tariffs as front and center when he's talking with them. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KULD.
Kevin Rusty in here. Rusty Fitzgerald, vice president at the fair in charge of the Midway. You'll recall a couple of weeks ago, we had Rusty on, and Rusty's got stories.
I told a story about a two-headed snake.
Two-headed rattlesnake. Remember
right,
that?
Right, I remember.
Okay.
And how could you forget that? Someone drops it right in your desk.
And the guy, what was his name? Fred?
Fred Lally, actually. You can look him up on the internet and see a picture of the two-headed rattlesnakes.
And you said both heads will bite you.
Oh, heck yeah.
And you said you're in. But you had, I mean, you've been doing 20 years you've been?
About 25.
25, okay. That's so much to talk about. We ran out of time 2 weeks ago, so we said we were going to have you back, and here you are. We're thrilled to have you, Rusty. Thanks so much for coming in. How's it been going so far?
Well, we got three more days left, and I'm ready. I'm tired.
You're beaten down already?
You and me both.
I haven't left the grounds in over 30 days now. So
you sleep here and everything?
I sleep here.
God, you got a RV out
yeah,
the back?
Back over there.
That's right.
Really? That's great.
So where do you normally live?
I live in Arlington.
Okay. So you just, this is a 30 or 24 day. How many days? You go a few ball before?
Yeah, about, 7 to 10 days before. I forget now. I mean, it's a long time ago.
You don't even know where you live anymore.
You don't want to be making that commute every day. I don't blame you.
That makes sense.
So, that's dedication, too.
How have the crowds been? We've always been hearing a little bit about attendance. And how have the crowds been in the Midway?
Well, last night you couldn't hardly walk through the Midway. It was so crowded.
Is that right?
Yeah, Tuesday, Thursday, we run the ride specials and food specials. I mean, it's packed.
I asked you this before. Do you, as the guy who runs the Midway, ever ride rides or play the games?
Yeah, I will every once in a while. A lot of times pre-fair, I'm on the rides live on TV.
Okay.
And some of the news reporters I ride with, they kind of go silent during the rides.
Not you, though.
Yeah, so I have to pick up the pace here and do a little bit more talking. So.
I think one of the requirements for this job is you got to have a cast iron stomach between the food and the rides.
Well, there's a couple I won't do, though. I don't go round and around. You know, that starship where you stick to the wall? No.
What was that new one that you said? It was just going to turn you around and round, and I was like, oh, man, don't eat before that one.
That's a big, tall swing, so you're good. Oh, the Defender.
The Defender, that's it.
No.
Yeah, that's one I was thinking about.
Yeah.
God.
All right, now, I am completely in the dark on what the story you're going to share with us today, but go ahead.
Well,
lay it on us.
On the Midway, I bring in different kinds of stuff. Well, I had the world's largest alligator, largest crocodile.
Okay.
And, big yellow screen. I mean, the signage on it was, the speakers that come out and the signage, over 100 years old, all this. And you can pay $2, four coupons and back when they were 50 cents, and walk up on there and look at this alligator and the crocodile. Well, one day I get this phone call. There's a news reporter.
One day.
There's a news reporter down there, and they want to talk to you.
That darn media.
Yeah.
So I go down there, and it's Fox 4. I'm not going to say her name, but Becky Oliver was there. Investigative reporter.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
You're getting investigated.
And I'm thinking, oh.
What happened?
Maybe they're not the biggest or whatever. And she comes up, and as soon as I walk up, there's a camera in my face. And she goes, I understand you had the world's largest crocodile and alligator up here, and they're not real.
Not real.
Not real. And as soon as she said that, my eyes lit up. I got her. So anyway, I said, well, come on up. We go up there on the steps, and, alligators and crocodiles in the fall, they're kind of, they don't move.
Mm-hmm.
They don't move much. So I go, there they are, but, they're just still as can be. And she goes, well, I can't tell they're alive. And I said, hold on. I called the owner, a guy named Danny England. He comes up, and he comes up to, first to the crocodile.
I'll show you there.
And
alive.
Goes, thunder, and thunder goes crazy. That was his name. And he goes crazy. Now, we go over to the alligator, and it was Lightning. Well,
his name Lightning.
Yeah. Lightning had a rough life. He's only got one eye.
Okay.
And he's
a pickleball player.
Yeah.
One-eyed alligator.
Biggest so, one, too.
Yeah. So we go over there, and he's not moving. He says Lightning. It doesn't move, and Becky Oliver's just standing there. So he reaches in his pocket and pulls out his key. And on the top of it, there's of the cage, there's this little door there that's made of seal. He unlocks it, flips it open. And I look over to Becky, and I go, just reach in there and tap it. She looks at me and goes, like that.
Danny reaches in there and taps it. Investigation goes so far, yeah.
But you know what? She never ran that story.
Well, that's right. You had to prove her wrong. Absolutely.
I'll tell you you a story about Becky Oliver. My daughter went to school with her. Uh-huh. And many years, and she was friends with Becky Oliver's daughter.
Right.
And they wanted to go see the Avril Lavigne concert at Fair Park at the Coliseum.
Right.
Right down there. This is a long time ago. And I somehow got wrangled into chaperoning them. we went there, and we got a big crowd outside before they opened the doors, and it's general admission, you know. First come, first serve, get the best seat, whatever. And they threw open the doors, and I got, you know, I took one in each arm, and I said, all right, just hold on to me. And we were lifted off the ground as the crowd surged in the doors.
Good Lord. Avril Lavigne?
Yeah. And I kept thinking was, I cannot have anything happen to Becky Oliver's daughter.
You would have been investigated.
I didn't. Right. What the heck? I didn't care about my own kid.
Yeah.
Right? That's awesome. You're gonna make it. You got the RV set up, Rusty, and you're good to go for the rest of the fair.
I got three more days, and then I have an owner's dinner that I have to speak at Monday, and then I get to go home on Tuesday. I'm looking forward to that.
Okay, so Tuesday is your back in the regular bed.
I can't wait.
I miss the days of the sideshows with the alligators and the crocodiles.
Yeah.
Now, whatever happened to Thunder and Lightning? They moved on to the better life?
Danny retired, and they're up in Kansas somewhere camping out, I guess.
Thunder and Lightning in Kansas.
Reptile farm in Topeka.
Yeah.
Rusty, appreciate it. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you. Always fun
to have you. State Fair Vice President, the guy in charge of the Midway, Rusty Fitzgerald, with us here on KRLT. Mike Rogers or Abel Gonzalez sitting right across from us right now. Abel, how you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing good. Getting that last weekend cobwebs out of my eye. Get going.
You're rubbing
Let's
your
get
eyes.
This fair going.
How's it been? Have you been able? I mean, has it been just nonstop for you all week all 3 weeks?
It has been pretty much exhausting. Yeah.
It's a grind.
Yeah, it's definitely a grind every day.
And what's new on the menu? Before we get into what you brought us here, what's new on the menu this year?
Well, this year we actually opened up a new booth. It's called Cheap Eats, and we sell just your fair food favorites at a discount. So
awesome.
We'll offer a hamburger for $9, a hot dog for $4, you know, pizza bites, chicken strips, all at a reasonable price, trying to save the customers out here a little coin.
I bet you that's been successful.
It's been a good run. It definitely has been a good run. Yeah.
I think that's an awesome idea because you do hear that complaint. Wow, it's so expensive. Doesn't have to be, though.
No, it really doesn't. Yeah. You know, this is like a little microcosm of Dallas. You know, you're going to find some deals out here, and you're going to find something really, really expensive out here.
All right. Now, by the way, I called you the godfather of food at the fair. What's your other nickname?
Fried Jesus.
There you go. I knew it. I remembered that.
Yeah. Fried Jesus. Uh-huh. And you have brought us, well, I see one
item
here.
It lives up to the name here.
Yeah. Well, you brought up one item that you brought us last year and was our favorite. And here it is again. What do we have here?
Yeah, so we have the deep-fried lobster. It's like a chicken-fried lobster, and this year we just did it a little bit bigger. We're giving you three cold water lobster tails with onion rings and all the sauces, and it's pretty impressive meal. It's enough for at least three, probably four people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I also brought you the old favorite, I mean the king, the fried PB&J.
with bananas.
Oh, yeah, it always has bananas. The original is the great PB&J with bananas. It's named the King after Elvis because that's the way he liked it. He pan-fried it. We deep-fry it.
Well, thank you very much for that one.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.